Tuesday, the 19th of January, Dalet Shvat, Rabbi Avakiva Keichtel, The Rain, The Drain, Can We Complain?
Good morning, gentlemen and gentlemen. My name is Avakiva Keichtel. As was mentioned, I'm here on a short visit from Ramat Beit Shemesh, Eretz Israel. I would like to dedicate this year just 2 minutes mention to my late grandfather-in-law. I'm sure some of you here knew him. I'm talking about Reb Hershel Rosenberg, Zichrono Livracha, Harry Rose. So I'd like to dedicate this year Lila Nishma Sitchok Tzvi Ben Moshe Menachem Meir. I came here to London the first time years ago as a young chosen. We first got married, then I came here for Pesach. And the Zayde, which I'm sure many of you knew as a big Baal Chesed and a Baal Tzedakah and a person helping others, which he was also a person very immersed in learning Torah. I remember seeing him, he welcomed me into his office, into his study, and right away engaged me in a Torah discussion with Maseches Pesachim, all kinds of fine details, Diyukim in Rashi and Tosfos, that impressed me greatly. And again, I would like this Shir Torah to be dedicated in his memory. Today is his Yortzeit. The title goes, The Rain, The Drain, Can We Complain? I will not go into my entire life story. After spending a few years in the Gibraltar Kollel, I came back to Eretz Israel, into a new flat, Baruch Hashem, trying to settle down, and One sunny Shabbos afternoon, I lie in my bed trying to chop my Shabbos shlof, just to realize that the rain does not rain in Spain or in the plain or in Gibraltar, but rather the rain drops straight on my nose. It seems like my upstairs neighbor has a leakage from his garden. I will not go into intricacies of exactly how our building is being built. It's very interesting. It's called Medoragim in Hebrew, meaning that each flat is actually built not exactly one on top of the other, but it's a staircase-like, which means that my upstairs neighbor has some kind of dirt path, which he could have used as a garden. And apparently, the area in between his garden and my bedroom, which is right underneath, that area is not sealed properly, as my nose just felt one Shabbos afternoon trying to hop my shlof. What do I do? Do I run upstairs with a broomstick? Do I take him to the interior room? Do I just have to be polite and say they'll do everything at my expense? If you listen carefully, we'll come to the conclusion at the end. I doubt in 25 minutes we can actually cover all the aspects of this question. It's quite an elaborated question. But we'll try to touch on a few points. Many of the points are actually from Bava Basra. I assume some of you do it afyemi, and the daf is about in about a month to finish Bava Basra. So it can be a little bit of a good chazara on the material as well. Okay, so when we come to Nizikin in general, to the laws of damages, Nizikin in Halacha, there is a very, very important important yesoid in Nizikin, which, as far as I know, I found that one out, is not similar to British law. In British law it's different. And that is that groma b'nizikin potur. Groma, generally speaking, indirect nezek, indirect damage, damage not caused directly by the person, generally speaking, is called groma, and on groma, a person is potter. A person is not liable to pay for damages that are caused indirectly. It seems that our case, exactly my case, with the Shabbos afternoon dropping, it seems to be mentioned almost specifically in explicitly in both Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. The Gemara there talks about two neighbors, one has a leakage, etc. But before we see the Gemara, we have to know some other yesodas, some other fundament. Besides the fact that groma is potter, we said, if it's an indirect nezek, then we also have to know that when it comes to neighbors, there's a whole perek in Bava Basra, lo yachpor, the second perek is fully dedicated to the halachas of neighbors, of damages between neighbors. And the halacha seems to be like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah a very seemingly blunt statement. He says, "Al hanizak la'achik es atzmoi." In other words, we joke when we learn this in the Kollel in Eretz Yisrael, in my Kollel in Beis Tzvi, we say that Rabbi Yossi must have been an Englishman, because he basically says, "My home is my castle." Yeah. In other words, Rabbi Yossi says, "Al hanizak la'achik es atzmoi." I'm going to plant my tree over here. If you don't like my tree being planted where it is planted, within my confines, within my domain, because eventually it will damage your pit, your bore in your area, your problem, tough luck. Al hanizak la'archik es atzmoi. Reading superficially, it seems as if Rabbi Yossi actually exempts you from any damages, because it says as long as it's within your own confines, you can do whatever you want. You can drop water on people Shabbos afternoon, no problem, feel free. But things are not that simple. The Gemara in Kuf Yud Zayin Bav Metzia that discusses our case, the Gemara already says, and it's also Gemara in Bava Basra, Moite Rabbi Yossi Begiri Delay. Rabbi Yossi admits, Rabbi Yossi takes Rabbanan's opinion that Begiri Delay, Giri means arrows. If one is shooting arrows, or a modern day arrow, a machine gun, from within his living room, you know, that's a nice idea. No, in other words, a person, chas v'sholem, some, I don't know, maniac is going to start, you know, shooting, chas v'sholem, people or property, whatever, from his own house, and he's going to say, you know, I'm inside my house. Yeah, you have any problem? Stay away, you know. I'm shooting things, but, you know, physically, geographically, I'm right here in the middle of my dining room. Obviously, we cannot say that. Giri, delay. Once we're talking about a person's own arrows, in other words, a person's own direct damage, emanating from his house into his neighbor's house, obviously this is something that the person is liable to. Therefore, the Gemara in Bav Metzia differentiates between two different types of leakages, of leakage. In other words, if the person, let's say, washes Nagelwasser, washes his hands, which is the case over there, the person washes his hands and then right, directly, direct line, no stoppage, no delay of time or place, he goes right through the thin, unsealed ceiling, right from his hands upstairs on the garden, in my case, let's say waters his garden, yeah, let's say does decide to actually take care of his garden once, and then, boom, it drips straight from his domain onto my nose, then that is obviously something he is liable to. That is one case, Giri, delay, even Rabbi Yossi would agree that this is not something that's forgivable. Then is the other case. When it's indirect, when the nezek is indirect in his grama, then things seem to be different. For example, and here's Machlokes Rishonim, how to define exactly an indirect damage. So, I don't know if we have time to mention all the different opinions. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Nun Hei, Seif Daled, speaks about etc. If it's miyad, he's chayev. But if it's something that einem yordim miyad, ela leachar mikan yordim. In other words, let's say the water accumulates. Let's say the ceiling is thick enough. The water accumulates for a significant amount of time, and then, as a second stage, it starts dripping on my ear. Then it's a different story. Then you can call it an indirect damage, because first of all he was doing his thing, and then there was an accumulation of water, and only then, this is already not giri delay, this is a stoppage of time. Rashi learns that the stoppage has to do with place, and other Rishonim in Bava Basra, they say it has to do with place. In other words, if your person does his, they say in modern Alachasorim, his sponge, I know, very common in Eretz Israel, people wash the floor. If somebody washes his floor in one area in his living room, and then the water runs to a different area, to his own kitchen, of the upstairs person, and then the water drips from the kitchen on my stomach, then that's called non-gear delay. That's enough already to cause indirectness, which would exempt him. So, really, the story by us, going back to my own life story, there were really three types of leakages. The title of today, the rain, the drain, is not just a catchy title. There is a difference between the rain, the drain, and something else. The First of all, sometimes Baruch Hashem it does rain in Eretz Yisrael, and then the rain goes boom straight into my bed. But I always felt very bad.
Just now,
there is rain now.
Falling.
Baruch Hashem, good to hear that. Okay. Yeah. I always felt guilty because whenever people were asking for rain, I was a bit ambiguous about it. You know, I was sort of wanting and not wanting the rain to come, which made me feel very uncomfortable. That's my concern. Anyway, we'll get to the end. We'll get to the end of the story eventually. And then there is the rain. There is him watering his garden, let's say, or really dripping water straight on me via the thin ceiling. That's one thing. And then there's a third situation of, I'm not sure if we're so proficient over here about the Mazgan system, the air condition. Yeah, when a person turns on the air condition, then I'm not sure exactly how and where and what and how it works, but the air condition drips water. I mean, if it's done properly, yeah, from the air condition itself, from the unit, on the outside there is a pipe with water that's supposed to go somewhere that's not my bed, but in this case it did. He used to have a shul over there in his house. So every time the Shabbos clock before Mincha, it was an automated Shabbos clock, and the Mazgan, the air conditioning system, would start working 5 minutes before Mincha. So for me, that was a great wake-up system. You know, I should have paid him, maybe. I don't know. 5 minutes. Now, so there we are with the three different cases. So what do we know already? If it's dripping straight on me from him, then he's chayev. No question about that. Even Rabbi Yosef, this is like his arrows, boom, shooting vertically on me. Then, if it's the rain, what happens if it's the rain? The Gemara does not discuss the rain, but the Ramah does. The Ramah, there seems to be a stira in the Ramah, but the Achronim, Rami Yashiv, the halacha says the Ramah, avrim yordu gshomim al aliyah, v'yordin lemata al hanizak letaken shlo yuzak. In other words, if it's the rain, then obviously it's not his fault. Israeli law, by the way, is not like that. But halacha is that if it's the rain, that's not his fault. You know, he doesn't bring the rain, even if he's very big tzaddik and his tefillahs are heard in Shamayim. But the rain is not really his. He's not trying to acquire the rain. It does not belong to him. And he does not bring it physically. The rain is, for me, a mazik, a damaging force that just goes through his place. Yeah? He's just a station in between the rain and me, and therefore he's not liable for what the rain does to me. He is liable for his own watering the garden. What happens now with the mazgan, with the air conditioner? What happens then? That is not so simple, because the mazgan seemingly is a groma. It's indirect, to the best of my understanding. I think so. When he turns on his air conditioner in his living room, wherever, he presses a button, and then there's something happens there in chain reaction, and then the dripping starts. Yeah, but it's not really direct. According to Rashi, at least, that for sure is a groma. Location is very different. It starts over here, and then at least his own, the ula, his own action is in one spot, and the nezek happens in a different spot altogether. So it seems to be that it's off the hook, right? Because we pass on a Kerbi Yosi, as long as it's not direct, then the neighbor is okay. Then he can tell me, my home is my castle, my air condition is okay, etc. But, says the Ramah, that is not so simple. Says the Ramah, the kol fi ha'inyan, dim amal mu'otin v'kolin le'altar, afilu b'lo ma'ziv enechav v'sal kezekoy, v'im hoyu merubim u'mazikin lo'i tadir, derech ha'ma'ziv achav v'salkoy. The Ramah says that if the water is abundant, in the negative sense of the word, if there's a lot of water, and if the water is there constantly, if it's a permanent, constant nezek, even indirect, then there's a limit to everything. Everything has its limit, says the Ramah. It's based on the Mordechai. I saw it just yesterday in the Golders Green title. I was there. I saw it in Tshuva Sarosh. Very interesting Tshuva Sarosh. He says, Tshuva Sarosh says that when Rabbi Yossi says that the Nizak has to distance himself, yeah, in other words, it's your problem, neighbor, it's not my problem, I'll do whatever I want, even according to Rabbi Yossi, that is only true if the Nizak if the damagee can deal with it in an easy fashion, in an easy manner. For example, the case which we mentioned before, I wasn't so specific about it, the case was of a person planting a tree in his own yard / domain, and then the tree, the roots of the tree eventually go and they damage the pit or the water hole in the neighbor's house. There, says the Tshuva Sarosh, it's not such a big deal to relocate your boar. Let me have my tree. I want to have my tree in my own house. It's for beauty. It's for parnoso. It's my castle. It's my garden. It's whatever. And you, dear neighbor, says Rabbi Yossi, with no much hassle, you can actually relocate your boar. Yeah, it doesn't cost much, etc. Same stories. Okay, we don't have time. There's other stories like that. But, says the Tshuva Sarosh, if it's so constant, and the person, the nizak, the damagee, will have to go through great effort and hassle in order to protect himself, then, says Rabbi Yossi, even begroma, even if it's indirect, then the nizak can say, I'm sorry, dear neighbor, I'm not going to, in my case, I know, I'm a gabbad over here, I admit guilty, I have my interest over here, and I'm not paskening, you'll hear the end, what happened. In our case, to seal the area properly would be a story of 10,000 shekels, which I don't have. That's a big story. And then you cannot tell me, no, I'll just keep dripping in you indirectly from my mezgan whenever I feel like, and you not just seal it, you know. By the way, there's the other point over here is between me and the contractor, the builder. But that's another story. The builder is out of the equation, unfortunately, which is where he'd like to be. Okay, so let's assume that two out of three types of leakage my neighbor is liable to. The rain is not his responsibility, but direct dripping and indirect dripping done in an everyday fashion. He used to use the mezgan a lot. This is something permanent, something set. So for these two things, the person is liable to either seal the place or at least make sure that there's no dripping, there's no wet, whatever, anything wet in between. But now comes the other question. My neighbor could have told me that since I anyhow have to protect myself because of the rain, then it's not his business. Right? In other words, if I'm bothered by the rain, then he can say, what do I care about the drain? If I anyhow have to seal myself because of the rain is not his responsibility, so that anyhow I'm damaged. That's my problem with, I shouldn't say chas v'shalom with Eibishter, but Baruch Hashem there's rain, yeah, but that's not his issue. And then maybe he could say, you have to protect yourself anyway, or maybe it's the other way around, maybe not, I don't know. Maybe he could say the other way around, maybe I could tell him, no my friend, you keep being mazik me be'adayim, it's none of your business, my love-hate relationship with the rain is nothing to do with you. You are not allowed to punch me in the face or throw water at me, drip water at me, Shabbos afternoon, etc. Where do we start from? So here, there's an interesting Gemara in Vava Basra, I think Vava Mudbeis, I don't have it in front of me, I'm almost sure it's Vava Mudbeis. Vava Basra, Vava Mudbeis, a totally different type of nezek. Yeah, I promised you a tour of Vava Basra. So now in Vava Mudbeis. And what happens in Nezek Ria? Remember when the Daf Yomi started a good, year ago? The Nezek Ria, a person has the right to protect his privacy, and if your next door neighbor you feel is being a little bit too much of a Mr. Nosy Parker, you can be mechayev him, you can ask him to participate in building a wall between the two gardens, yeah? That could apply in Golders Green as well, wherever there are private houses, yeah, etc. What happens, says Gemara Daf Vav Amud Beis, if there are two houses, and these two houses have like a balcony, a porch, one facing the other, from the two sides of Rishus HaRabim. So there we have a street, whichever street you want, yeah, pick your street. There are two houses, one facing the other, and says the Gemara, the one person can tell the other, Sorry, Mike, yeah, you're looking into my property too much. Will you please build half a wall with me? But they're separate, right? Each one is on the side, is in a different part of the street. a different sidewalk, different pavement, and therefore Mr. Reuven, for example, can tell Shimon, listen, I'm going to build my half over here on my merpeset, and you'll build your half over there. So all in all, the area is, the vision is blocked. Okay. Frag the Gemara, what's the Chiddush? Of course. Who cares if there's a street in between or nothing in between? It's a Mefurasha Mishnah. The very first Mishnah in our Masechta is telling us that two people can build a wall, right? So who cares if you have the street in between? Or if you have, whatever, a Buckingham Palace in between, who cares? So the Gemara says, the Chiddush is, that the other person, the Yachneyente one, who doesn't care about privacy, he could tell the Tevea, he could tell him, you anyhow get the whole street peeking and peering at your place. People are anyhow looking into your mirpeset, into your balcony, when you lie down there for your afternoon shlof. So, what do you want from me? You're being damaged anyway. Says the Gemara, no, he cannot say that. Why? Because the hezekriya from a neighbor facing him is much worse than from the street. Why? People in the street, the Gemara brings a few different nafkaminas, a few applications over there. The Gemara says people in the street, they just pass by. Only if they look up, they have to be real professional yachnes to really see me on my balcony. Yeah, and you can see me. You have a very, very nice, you know, aerial view of the area right there. And the people, they, you have a direct view. People, they see me only by day and not by night. You see me by night as well. People only see me when I get up, you know, when I get up off my bleach chair wearing my Bermudas. You can see me all the time. And therefore, because your damage is worse, that's why I'm going to hold you liable and I'll make you pay for half the fence. Yeah, this is the story over there. Which is mashma, it sounds like over there, that enachinami, if the neighbor damages, his damage is worse than the other damage, yeah? You with me? I'm comparing now the Bnei Rishus Arabim, the people peering and peeking as they go by, they're like the rain. This is coming out of the equation, something out of the relationship between the Tovah and the Nitba, right? Nothing to do with the plaintiff, it's just people or the rain, nothing to do with the Nitba, yeah? And the person, obviously, looking at me is like the person whose rain is dripping. So it seems over there that if he's damaging me more than the natural outside damage, then he's liable to pay, as is the halacha. But then there is another question, yet another question, which is, what's really worse? I'm not really sure about that. What is really worse? In other words, is the rain worse, or is his concentrated dripping worse? What do you say?
Worse.
It's worse when it's concentrated. So, can you get me a Babasra, please? I'm sorry, but I just want to read the words. The Gemara, okay, I'll start by heart, thank you. The Gemara in Babasra, in the same place, Vav Amud Aleph, in the bottom, the Gemara there speaks about Chazaka. Thank you very much, sorry. Yeah, thank you. The Lashon of Gemara is about Chazokas. We know, just like we have in Cheska Sabati, when a person lives in his presumably friend's property for 3 years, etc., then the 3 years are, instead of a shtar, it's a raya that he bought the area. But there's a whole other area of Chazokas, of Cheska's Nezikin. In other words, if your neighbor has been some kind of ongoing damage for, could be even a short period of time, according to many Rishonim, even for a few days or even for 1 day, your neighbor has been damaging you. I'm not talking about living in your property now. He's been damaging you for a short period of time, and you kept quiet. You were okay with that. Yeah? You're okay with that, which is a raya. Yeah? Then your neighbor can come, if you complain 1 day, and you say, oh, what are you doing here? Why are you keeping this garbage in front of my door, or these smelly things, or these noisy things, or these animals? Then your neighbor can tell you, oh, good morning. Good morning, very nice. I've been here for quite a few days. You seem to be okay and happy with that. You were around, you didn't say anything. And therefore, again, there's machlokes rishonim, either it means that you don't mind it, that's Tosfos and Perek Sheni, you just don't care. It seems like that kind of nezek is not so bad for you. Or you could say, like in Cheska Sabatim, it's a raya. it's not really, not just a cop out to say you didn't care about it, but rather it's a raya, it's a proof that you sold me the right to have that damaging thing over there. Yeah, I want to have some kind of disturbing animal right next to my next door neighbor. If I want to be okay with him, I want to be a mensch, I'll buy the rights off him. Yeah, I'm paying you monthly or annually, whatever, to keep my stinking pigeons, whatever, next to your door. Yeah, these things are done. So, if a person has some kind of damage going on from the neighbor, if there's a chazaka, there's a chazaka. If it already took place for a certain period of time, then the neighbor cannot complain anymore. It's either a raya or a mechila that he's okay with the damage. Don't wake up too late to complain.
What's the period of time?
Some say that you need years for that also. And the Rashi, I think, in Perek Rishon and Rashbam, they say even a very short period of time. Could be even a day or a few hours. If it's sukkah, it says if you hold your sukkah thing, then obviously it's 7 days. Because, yeah, the famous story. Now, what happens if the damage is, let's say I was muhzak for a certain type of damage, for, could be even years, I had damage A going on, and all of a sudden, things are escalating. I had, something that smells not so nicely, and then, one sunny day, he comes and he brings something that really, really smells awful. Then, obviously, I can get up and say, no, I'm sorry, mister. However, you understand my silence, that was for a certain grade of level, a certain level of nezek. But if you want to upgrade your nezikim to something that's really horrendous, that there was no mechila about, right? So now the Gemara discusses natfi versus shafchi. What happens if, again, we're talking about leakage, not exactly leakage, in this case it's, let's say a person has a slanted roof, yeah, which the slant, sort of the end of the slant goes into my area, into my garden, and he doesn't have proper sewage system, gutter, thank you, he doesn't have the proper gutter, and things just flow down and trickle down into my yard, and then, but in other words, it's like nice, balanced trickling all over the place, and then one rainy day he decides to build a proper gutter, and now all the rainwater are concentrating and dripping into one area. So let's say that for X amount of time I was okay with the rain, and all of a sudden he comes and he offers me drain. Yeah, does that mean that things are escalating, that it's worse? Yeah, and therefore, yeah, therefore now he can say, I can tell him, sorry, I have no mechila for such a thing. Or maybe it's the other way around. The Gemara actually, Daf Vav Amud Aleph, has a sofek about that. Yeah? Amar Rav Nachman, achzik lenatfi, achzik leshafchi. If there was chazoka for regular rain drops, then shafchi is also okay. He can build his his gutter. But the other way, no. But then there's the other girl who says the other way around. So we're not so clear about that. I never got clear which one is really worse, the natfi or the shafchi, the rain which is all over the place but is in small amounts, it's peppered, studded all over the place, or is one area, to my opinion, I mean from bad experience, the one that's concentrated is worse. So the way I see it, I could have told him to, with all due respect, to see this area. Okay, end of story. I was a good boy. I didn't even complain. I did everything on my own. And I sealed the place and rebuilt his path, etc. And now his complaint against me is that he does not like the color of tiles that I put in his garden, and up until now we're sort of okay with each other except for the tiles issue. Yeah, and I still have a little bit of dripping over there, but Baruch Hashem, through Torah, through life, we get to know things, we go to interesting places in Torah. Thank you very, very much for your time, for your listening. Thank you very much. Call to bye bye.